This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we are journeying through the builders of this nation, and mainly the woman who helped tremendously building the Ummah of Islam, we're going to go to the most beloved people, to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of his house, the four daughters he alayhi salatu wasalam had. And we're going to start with the Sayyida Zainab, his eldest daughter. Now, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and all the scholars agreed that he had all his children, except Sayyidina Ibrahim, as we discussed before, from Sayyida Khadija. And he had four daughters from Sayyida Khadija. And those were Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Umm Kulthum, and Sayyida Fatima. Sayyida Zainab was born 10 years before Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam became a prophet. And her full name, and what a name, Zainab bint Muhammad ibn Abdullah. And she was intensely loved by Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And her unique personality, she was a leader and she was a caregiver, both. She actually helped her mother, Sayyida Khadija, to raise her daughters, take care of them, but also to mentor them. So how does it look like to grow up in the house of prophethood, the house of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? What an honor it is, but also brings with it, as everything else, every honor brings with it responsibility, test, and trials. So her early life was in Mecca, 10 years of age, and then Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam became the prophet. And we all know what difficulties Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam went through and his family when he lived in Mecca, and how the disbelievers and the pagans tortured them, insulted them, and did everything possible to make them change from being a Muslim. In the seventh year of prophethood, still in Mecca, so they tortured them and they put them in solitude in a place called Sha'ab Abi Talib. And they put a strict embargo on them and boycotted them. Everybody was there, including the family of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, including Sayyida Khadija and her daughters. And she specifically, Sayyida Zainab, faced, subhanAllah, the noble daughter faced imprisonment, starvation, and every atrocity comes with it, she and her family. She married her cousin, the son of her aunt, the sister of Sayyida Khadija, Abu al-As, at age 18. She had two children, Ali and Umama. And Ali actually lived till the conquer of Mecca, and he died at age 6. And Umama actually was one of the beloved granddaughters to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So she got married, Sayyida Zainab. Now the test comes in, and the husband declined to be a Muslim. Now you are the daughter of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And Abu al-As was a very nice man, took good care of her, but he declined to be a Muslim. Now at that time they were still in Mecca. The ruling of the Muslim woman cannot marry a non-Muslim was not yet revealed. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam migrated with his family. Sayyida Zainab stayed in Mecca. The battle of Badr came in. And imagine who was fighting against the Muslim, her husband. So he was captured. And then Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam declared in Medina that the capture of war can be freed if their family send ransom. And this is a very common custom at that time. So Sayyida Zainab want her husband. So she sent the ransom. And what did she send? The same necklace that her mother Khadija gave her as a gift for her marriage. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam saw the necklace. And you can imagine what happened. He started crying. And then he said, and he took the approval of the companions, and he said, I will set him free without money, but he make a promise. He will send back Zainab to Medina. And Abu al-As did that. He actually went to Mecca and son Zainab. So now Sayyida Zainab in Medina, living as a single mother with two children, and her husband, the beloved one, is in Mecca, not Muslim yet. So basically what happened, her husband Abu al-As had a caravan and he was on a trade trip, and the Muslims attacked that caravan and he ran away. And he ran away to Medina. As he reached Medina, he went to Zainab. She stood out and announced that Abu al-As is under my care and no one can attack him. This is a very common custom at that time, that whoever reach to a Muslim and look for protection, that person, Muslim or non-Muslim, is under the protection of this household and he is safe. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam came out and he said to his people, I didn't know that. I heard her voice like you heard her voice. Courageous woman. At that time, Abu al-As accepted Islam. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam did this ceremony and remarried his daughter to Abu al-As. Before they got married, when he was in her house, he told her, you can give him protection like the usual custom, but you are not going to be living with him as a wife and a husband. Then he got them married and they lived. Sayyida Zainab, soon after, she died. Why did she die? As she was leaving Mecca in her migration to Medina, she was attacked fiercely that someone pushed her, and actually she hit a rock with severe injuries. And as she went to Medina, lived a couple of years, and then died out of her injuries. And who prayed over her? Alayhi salatu wasalam, her father. As we all know, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam went through every loss and every trial that each one of us maybe have one of them, but he had it all. She passed, may Allah be pleased with her, 8 years after Hijrah. As a result of the injuries she had, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam prayed her janazah, and he actually laid her by himself in the grave and he buried her. He said, I was very worried and disturbed by the weak physique of Zainab, and I prayed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should relieve her from the squeeze of the grave. May Allah be pleased with her, Ya Rabbi.